my own personal opinion is that the state will never act unless they are dragged to the courts screaming. I hope I'm proved wrong on Tuesday, and I hope that we get what we want. But we have to be prepared to fight this, because there's thousands of families affected by mica and pyrite. This thing is only starting. The Taoiseach coming down here to Donegal, I call him a coward. He couldn't even face the people of Donegal and talk to them. I can't believe that he was in my own area where I represent the people of the Lifford's, the Nor Municipal District, and I wasn't even told about it.
Do you have any confidence in the fact that the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, said this week that he would welcome a public inquiry into the mica issue, that he would like to get to the bottom of what happened, and he would like to pursue a number of actions? Do you take any comfort from that?
First of all, he's only saying that because of the information and evidence that I'm sending them. A lot of people don't even know what I've been doing for the last 3 weeks, don't they? And I mean, I have sent comprehensive emails, information, which I have now shared with most of the media in Donegal. But not only that, I have a petition almost ready to go to Europe, to the European Petitions Committee, on behalf of the people of Donegal, which I did do in 2005 when I was fighting the issue of legal aid at the Morris Tribunal. This should have been done in 2014. The only way to get to the bottom of this was you have to have a public inquiry. The mess is that bad. Well, this thing is far, far bigger than what happened with Garda corruption in Donegal. This is going to last in the minds and scare the people of Donegal for generations.